Sunday, June 22, 2008. Zhuang vows to hold hunger strike. Protest. After losing his job as a university professor over comments he made during the presidential election, Zhuang Guorong is now adopting a defiant approach. I didn't know that Taiwan's presidents such as Jiang Jieshi, Jiang Jingguo, and Ma Ying-jeou were semi-deities like the Japanese royal family. Zhuang Guorong, former Ministry of Education Secretary General. Zhuang Guorong, former Ministry of Education Secretary General, said yesterday he would show his penitence for insulting President Ma Ying-jeou and his family by staging a hunger strike in front of the presidential office starting July 1st. Zhuang caused a storm of controversy during the presidential campaign in March when he used a profanity to imply Ma's late father had a salacious relationship with his goddaughter. When then Democratic Progress Party candidate Frank Xie Changting suffered a landslide defeat, some people blamed Zhuang and his caustic remarks for turning voters away. Zhuang resigned from the ministry and has since returned to his post as assistant professor at National Zhengzhi University, NCCU. However, the school decided on Thursday not to renew his contract, saying his behavior during the election period had disgraced the institution. There was no need for the school to use such a superficial standards to rob someone of their right to work, he told a press conference yesterday. Marking Ma as the emperor, Zhuang said, I thought it was permissible to criticize a president of a democratic country, but I didn't know that Taiwan's presidents such as Jiang Jieshi, Jiang Jingguo, and Ma were semi-deities like the Japanese royal family. Given which, he said he decided to make his apology by staging a hunger strike starting next month until Ma and his family forgave him. Upon learning of his plans, Chinese Nationalist Party KMT legislators yesterday ridiculed Zhuang, telling him not to act irrationally if he wanted to return to the educational field. I think Zhuang should go see a psychiatrist and get some counseling, KMT legislator Wu Yusheng said when asked for a comment. KMT legislator Qiu Yi and Justin Zhou Shouxun both said that Zhuang was damaging his career prospects. If he continues making a fool out of himself like this, I'm afraid that he will say goodbye to his teaching career, Qiu said. In a related news, another Penguin official might be forced to terminate his teaching post at NCCU, the Chinese Language Liberty Times, the Taipei Times sister paper, reported yesterday. Taiwan representative to the U.S., Joseph Wu Zhaoxie, who taught at NCCU's Institute of International Relations prior to his governmental post, was rumored to have been rejected by the school when he applied to return to the institute, the report said. Wu tendered his resignation on May 20th upon the inauguration of the KMT administration. The Liberty Times report said that Wu's application was approved 2 out of 3 times by the school review committee, but was rejected at the final review. The institute denied that the school had rejected Wu's application but rather that it had decided to withdraw Wu's application because someone on the committee had informed the institute that Wu was not eligible to resume his teaching post because he had not published any academic papers in the last 5 years as required by the school, the report said.